What does God say? I don't think we ask this question enough. When we're facing a decision, when we're looking for guidance and direction, when we're stuck in life, shouldn't the first place we go for advice be to God? I think so. And you know what? My 16-year-old daughter thinks so too. What I love about that is she is seeing the importance of God's word and what God has to say about anything and everything in life. She wants to know what God has to say about creation, about relationships, about hurts and pains. She wants to know how God would have her treat her friends. What does God say about forgiveness, money, and her future? She is learning God has everything to say about everything. And because He is the creator of all things, His way is the best way. We were talking about life one night, and often she'll have friends reach out to her for advice, and vice versa. She'll check in with them for advice on different things. We all do that, and it's good to have friends to process with and talk through situations. But the more she understands God's word and sees His plan from Genesis to Revelation and her part in it, she understands His advice, His way for her life is the best way for her life. You can get advice all day long from anyone and everyone around you, but unless you're going to the source for wisdom, the very one who knit you together in your mother's womb and knows you and loves you like no other, the advice you get may not be the best. The Christian life is one that should be marked by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Even if you watch this today and have nothing to do with Jesus or a religion of any sort, if you followed the ways of Jesus and His commands on how to live this life, which by the way are fully rooted in the scriptures, you would have the best and healthiest life you could possibly have. God's way moves us to love. God's way moves us to serve. God's way moves us to put others above ourselves. God's way moves us to lay down our way and look to something greater. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Full life is an abundant life lived God's way. There is good and there is evil. The evil in this world is getting really slick and deceptive. Be on guard with what is true. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy you. It's interesting to watch when someone pursues what they think is freedom from God, but what is happening is as they move farther away, they chain themselves in the trappings of the world's ways. You see it over and over in scripture and throughout humanity. The more we lean to my way, the more our life is not lived the best way. Psalm 18:30. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. I pray your refuge is found in Jesus. You can try anything this world has to offer, but time and time again, what is proven to be true is God's way is the best way. That's the truth. So what does God say about what you're dealing with right now? He's waiting to reveal it to you. You need only look deep into His word and listen. I'm Lori Klein.